All right, so you can tell me a little bit about this issue you're having here and the petition that got started.
Yeah, so actually it was a community organizer, Pat Lusk. I don't know if you were able to get a hold of her. She's the one that's kind of, you know, behind the petition, the community person, because what we've noticed, and I've noticed working at the CLSC, is that it's tough to get appointments at Inchavo, and it's a long ways to go. People can't always get a ride, and they can't always get like a private ride. They don't always have a vehicle, that's for sure, and a private ride. And then sometimes with this transport action, it's a challenge as well, although it's available. And then you know, just the cost of gas is increasing. What we're finding as well is that some people have actually just delayed blood work because if they don't want to go to Shovel, for example, pandemic, a lot of people were afraid of COVID, and they weren't afraid at all of coming to the CLSC because there's a lot less, you know, acharandage. There's a lot less people. It's not a big emergency room, so it wouldn't have been as intimidating for people to come to the CLSC. So there's a lot of reasons. Like when they talk to me about, you know, how come Pontiac Municipality has no services, well, I said, well, I don't know. You know, but we could sure use them, and I think the patients would be very happy.
And has it ever been offered there at all, at any point in time? Or?
No.
No, never.
No, so this is what's so strange. And so in Chapel, for example, to my understanding, the CLSC in Chapel has been doing, you know, blood services, like lab services for the last, I don't know, 25 years. They do it once a week, from what I understand. And obviously, Shovel, when they do it at the hospital, and Kalunj, they do it every day, and they have for the last 30 years. And Cleo, they just never have. And curiously, in Shovel, they do it, the CLSC in Shovel, I don't know if you knew this, but it's run out of the municipality up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the CLSC in Cleo is definitely an obvious spot. But then the other obvious spot would be Lustville Municipality, because you know, the patients from Lustville, but I think they can come up to Cleo for now. We'll have to see. Just, you know, that's 5,000 people on a large territory with no access to services. So I think it's going to go really well.
And so what do you think the CISO's rationale is there? They figure you're close enough to Gatineau, you're close enough to Shovel, that would be more convenient? Like are you guys a different size than the Chapeau CLSC?
Oh my goodness, the ours is bigger for sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And we have the setup that I can tell you, because the home care nurses already do blood work and lab services. They already do that. So we're all set up for it. It's not, that's not an issue.
And what kind of staff or hours, I guess, would this require? You said they do it once a day there, so it would be like presumably one part-time nurse or one part-time staff member, I guess, doing this kind of stuff? Or?
So in Kalunj, they would have, I don't think it's a nurse, I think it's a lab tech
okay.
that does it. You'd have to check, but to my knowledge, it's a lab tech that does it. And so you don't necessarily need a nurse, but I think that... you know, really the bottom line is that the patients just get the services, you know, so they should just start, and then they should just adjust so that we all and Lustville patients can get services in their municipality. I mean, I think that's the bottom line.
And so how, I guess, when did you hear about this petition, and when did it come about there?
So just a few weeks ago, I'm sure you can call Pat Lusk and she can give you the exact date. Oh, the online petition.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I think, the link,
yep.
And that they put the petition out the same day. The written and the online. I think the online was one day, and then they put the written one out the next day.
Okay, and so have you had any chats with Andre or other public officials here as well regarding it?
So I haven't been talking to Andre, but about the petition, but Pat Lusk. To my understanding, she met with Andre and Roger LaRose, who is the, mm-hmm. You know, the mayor.
Yep.
And apparently they were both quite enthusiastic, you know, about the possibility. So they were the ones that were, like, working on it, you know?
Okay. You had mentioned that there's lab work, but you also mentioned wound dressing or dressing changes as well? Is that another common procedure? Or?
Yeah, so the thing is, in Kalanch for sure, and in Shavuot, they have what they call day medicine. So you can go to day medicine, and if you have a dressing that needs to be changed, or you have stitches that need to be removed, or you have little staples, or you have to get your ears cleaned, or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to do that at the CLSC in Quail. We used to offer that service. But when in 2015, when the establishments were fused, you know, when there was amalgamation and centralization, they cut that service completely. So now what happens is people from Lusville, like, let's say you live in Breckenridge, you know, all the way down to Cary Fawn, okay? You know where that is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So you'll get told that because you're a Pontiac citizen, you either have to go to the hospital and shovel, okay, to get stitches removed.
Mm-hmm.
Or they send them to Kalanch.
Jeez.
Okay, to work on, yes, sir. So it can take them over an hour to get there. And then the patients will say, well, can't I go to, like, Aylmer or something? And they're like, no, you live in the Pontiac. You know, you got to go to Pontiac. And they're like, well, wait a minute. How come I can't, you know, it's just, I just need my ears cleaned. Like, why do I have to go to the hospital? And the hospital, they're busy doing, like, chemotherapy and stuff like that. So generally the hospital kind of says, well, why don't you go to Kalanch? Because, you know, we don't really do heavy cases, you know, we're not going to. But that's a service that was taken away with centralization. So that, I don't, to my understanding, that's not on the petition right now.
Okay.
But because I don't think Pat Musk wants to start with everything, like asking for more than what we're going to get. So my understanding is that we start with the lab services.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it would be logical to offer some of these services, you know. You know, so you go to the emergency room, you get stitches put in, you know, and you're from Breckenridge. Well, you got to go up to Glens to get your stitches out. The issue that I see as a physician is that people don't go. They're like, well, no, that's not going to happen. Like, I'm not going to, and the price of gas now, too. And some of these people have never been to Fort Glens. Why would they go up to Fort Glens to get 2 stitches out? Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Mm.
So I think that the next thing is going to be that patients are going to stand up and say, look, we want these services closer to home.